To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back. It is 18 past the hour. Thanks for being here with Mary and me today. This portion of the show is sponsored by WeBeMeat.com. Premier Meat Company, a family-owned business based in Los Angeles, has been providing the highest quality fresh meats and seafood to top restaurants for over 50 years. They're even the choice for many Hollywood stars and celebrities. They recently expanded into online shipping and partnered with Rudy, Mary, and me using the name WeBeMeat.com. Now you can order the best meats and seafood and enjoy five-star dining right at home. Also being offered is a monthly subscription plan. With the plan, for $140 a month, you'll receive up to 8 pounds of proteins that you choose, the perfect size for a household of 2 to 4 people. Or for just $200 a month, they'll ship you up to 12 pounds of prime beef, chicken, pork, specialty meats, or seafood. Choose whatever you want, month to month, and change as often as you'd like. You can still buy individual items if you want, but now they're also offering the monthly subscription plan. For the first 200 people from our audience who sign up, you'll receive a special bonus, which would be a limited edition cutting board, a custom apron, or additional meat. You decide. WeBeMeat.com is always fresh, never frozen. It's organic, grass-fed, free-range, no antibiotics, no hormones, all sourced from sustainable family farms. Just visit WeBeMeat.com and be sure to enter promo code Rudy to save 20%. That's WeBeMeat.com or RudyMaxa.com under sponsors. Use promo code Rudy to save 20%.
If you were listening a few weeks ago, just before Christmas, then you heard Robert and me interview Mark McCabe, the head of business development for Airbnb. Have you ever stayed in an Airbnb? If you have, we'd love to hear your experience. Drop us a note via our website, rudymaxa.com, or through our social media on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Our next guests are Michael and Debbie Campbell. They're a married couple of 37 years with 4 children and 5 grandchildren who since 2013 have been traveling the world living in Airbnb properties around the globe. Debbie and Michael, thanks for joining Robert and me today.
You're welcome.
Well, great to have you here, certainly. Let's start with your story. I know you're from Seattle. You both were successful in business for many years. Tell us what you did for a living prior to becoming the world travelers that you are.
Debbie's a graphic designer and owned her own advertising and graphic design business for 25 or 30 years, and I've been in sports promotion, putting on sports events in the Pacific Northwest, and we also had a stint living in Europe for 5 years, so we both have had wonderful careers.
Okay, so that's helpful, because you obviously then you were traveling. That's what I want to hit on next. So I'm curious, were you big travelers while you were raising your kids? Did you vacation a lot? You know, was traveling the world an ambition for retirement?
Well, actually, when the kids were little, we moved to London for 5 years, and so they went to school there. We moved there when they were 2, 4, 6, and maybe 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. So we traveled within Europe at that time, and then Michael and I have traveled to Europe many times, and Michael's traveled even further than that. Oil, you have more to add to that?
No, that's it.
Yeah?
We've traveled a lot.
And, you know, and we sail, so we've sailed a lot in our own Pacific Northwest waters, but we've always had the travel bug, and two of our kids have ended up traveling and living overseas.
Okay, so this makes a little more sense to us now. So right, go.
So you do, now it's Mary, right? Your great name, by the way. Who, is she currently still in Paris?
Yes.
Okay,
she moved there. Yeah, she's been there 8 years with her husband.
Oh, she has.
Small kids.
Okay, and from what we understand, it was Mary who suggested initially this idea to you. Did she pitch it? What was her, how did that come about? Mom, Dad, this is what I think you guys should do.
I think there might have been an ulterior motive to get us over to Europe.
Aha. Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Go ahead, Michael.
So how did that go? How did that unfold?
Well, 3 years ago, our daughter Mary was home in Seattle for Christmas, and she just happened to say, hey, why don't you guys think about traveling full-time, and had we ever heard of Airbnb? And two, I really wondered whether she had actually looked at our checkbook, because I couldn't imagine there was any way that we could travel full time.
Right.
But one thing led to another, and she started telling us about Airbnb, and we started thinking about it. Debbie had always been talking about us having one more big adventure in us. So I think it just, her suggestion collided with our idea of another big adventure. And
as we moved into retirement, I mean, the discussion around the dinner table was what we were going to do when we retired, and that was her suggestion.
So she brought up the idea of Airbnb. Now, had you ever heard of Airbnb? Did you do your research? And
no, at that point we hadn't, Mary. Mm-hmm. And so she had a friend that had traveled using it in South America.
Okay.
So we got online and started doing the research. And Michael's very keen on Excel, so there's lots of spreadsheets flying around about could we afford it, what would it look like, what, you know, where is Airbnb, and you know, we really quickly realized that we could do this affordably because that's you know, we have a nest egg, but it's not an ostrich egg. And you know,
well, you sold your car, didn't you? Sell a car and a boat?
Oh, we sold my Volkswagen convertible. Thank you.
You did. Oh, and sorry to bring that up.
And our beautiful sailboat, and we sold or gave away most everything else. Rented our house, got a little storage unit, and hit the road.
Wow.
All right, so in just over 2 years, you've now lived, I believe, in 86 different properties. You've been in Europe, you've been in Morocco, Israel, where we're reaching you today. You're in Mexico City. So what's been your most favorite experiences so far?
Oh, that's really hard. I mean, the whole thing has just been enriching and educational. We're very interested in European history, particularly in the 20th century and the most recent fall of the Berlin Wall and Yugoslavia coming apart, and all the, and Russia, all those are kind of right in my personal wheelhouse of interest. I'm really glad we went to Bosnia, to Sarajevo, because of the rich historical history of that city, and even in current times, the Bosnian War. So it's not a cheerful, you know, travel memory, but it's really meaningful for me.
And we have gone to a lot of places that maybe are off the beaten path to follow that interest. But for me, I mean, I love anywhere where there's a great food market, and there's been so many of those. And you know,
I would
agree. 86 kitchens now. We took a lot of our meals in, so that's really a fun part of the adventure for me. I'd beeline for the kitchen to see what I've got to work with and then head out. And, of course, we've got three beautiful young grandchildren in Paris, so I'm always happy to be there.
Right. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Michael and Debbie Campbell, a retired married couple of 37 years who are traveling the world living in Airbnb properties. Deb and Michael, Robert and I have traveled extensively over our 20 years, and certainly Rudy has. And wherever we go, we know we're coming home after several days, whether it's a week, 3 days, 3 weeks, whatever. We're curious, what's been one of your biggest adjustments in living on the road for such a long time and moving on to, you know, from one Airbnb to another rather than knowing that you're going home at some point?
You know, that's an interesting question, Mary, because I was just blogging about that, and I could read in my writings I was feeling a little melancholy because we sold our house recently,
I
realized we're not going to open that front door ever again. But it also made me realize that it put a lot more wind beneath our wings because we're not tethered to that. So when we go home, we have family and friends we stay with. But, you know, it's fun to open all these new front doors.
Absolutely. And you do kind of have a home base with family in Paris.
We do, and we still have all our friends and some family still in Seattle.
Right.
I would think one of the most interesting things about it is we've stopped acquiring things. So there's just, we can't buy anything. Our suitcases, we each have one suitcase and it's full. And so if you see a nice T-shirt you need to throw one away to put it in the in the suitcase. It's comforting. It's relieving.
Changes
it feels
your
good.
Well, Michael, what you're doing clearly, I know we've got about a minute and 40 seconds or so left for this. The question I'm going to ask is this: what you're doing clearly is unique. Do you or Deb, do you think that it would have been possible to do what you're doing, let's say 5 or 10 years ago, pre-Airbnb?
I would think that would be challenging. I mean, anything's possible, and people have been traveling for millennium, but this just makes it so easy and it's so fun. It really gets you.
And how do you choose? But how do you go about choosing your Airbnb properties? 86, you're an expert at this point.
I'll tell you, Michael does the heavy lifting and I do the picking. So it works out really well for our marriage. I mean, we both look, we line them up, we carefully go through the, you know, the details of each one, and then we flip through them one more time and I say that one.
Yeah, you have to work together. You have to work together as a team for something like this. Very impressive.
Yeah. Mary, I want to tell you before we leave that when we were talking about acquiring, the two things that we have in our suitcases that we would never give up, though, is our personal and sharp knives.
Say that one more time, your personal...
Sharp knives and what?
Our pillows.
Oh, your pillows.
Yes.
All right, so Debbie, give our audience, I know you have a blog, how can they reach you online if they want to stay in touch or on Facebook?
You can find us at seniornomads.blogspot.com, and the Facebook page is Senior Nomads.
All right, so I love that. So that again, that's seniornomads.blogspot.com or Senior Nomads on Facebook. Debbie, Michael, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Keep in touch, and safe travels. Really love it.
Thank you very much. We great talking.
Yeah, take you care. As well. Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to check in with show friend Mike Dunphy. He'll be discussing with us the benefits of villas versus hotels, which will dovetail nicely with Airbnb. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Join Rudy Max's world with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.